Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show, and what a day we have for you today, Friday, and it's the first day of December. Brent Hesse here and Noah Cassidy joining me. Noah, how you doing?
I'm chilling. It's, you know, finally December. Christmas is my favorite holiday. We're right around the corner from it. So I'm excited. I like December.
Yeah, it's going to be a great month, and we're going to try to make sure we get things started with a great episode of the Did You Know Show. What do you got for us, Noah?
All right, so mine's going to deal with a little bit of food, or food service, we'll say. Did you know that McDonald's actually started its drive-through service only due to the military?
No.
So, yeah.
They started drive-through because of the military.
Because of the military.
How does that equate? What's the correlation?
Because there were actually some other restaurants or food service places that were already doing drive-through at the time, but McDonald's actually wasn't. So McDonald's, obviously, it's likely one of the world's most popular restaurants. It's, I mean, worldwide, all your airports, anything, you always see McDonald's everywhere. Well, they've got more than 40,200 locations spread across 100-plus countries. So obviously the Golden Arch is a big attraction. Most people know exactly what it means, and that's where a lot of people go to eat. But, however, in a southern Arizona city, they always didn't have – McDonald's didn't always have the drive-thru in its early years, and it actually originated in Arizona City. So there wasn't always these – windows. What happened is it took installing a special sliding window to bring in a lot of Patreons in this specific area. And particularly, they were focusing on those wearing military uniforms. So the first drive-through window at McDonald's was actually created in 1975, which was, 50 years ago, a little over 50
That's
years.
Pretty recent.
But yeah, not that long ago, right? And so it was actually created to serve the armed forces. Now, the reason behind it, and this was the first drive-through window, is it was the city's exact name was Sierra Vista, Arizona. It sits about 20 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. Mm-hmm. Wow, I can't talk. And it's home to I'm going to butcher this name, so I apologize for you military guys out there who know what this is called, but I don't know how to say this. Fort Huachuca. Okay, it's an army base over there. And so the military bases were often great for boosting local businesses. And obviously McDonald's thought that we're going to be able to capitalize on that. But what they found is that most of the time, the military guys would just drive right on by the restaurant and would never stop. Well, at the time, their uniforms had restrictions to where they couldn't actually go into public places dressed in their uniform.
Oh,
so they couldn't go into McDonald's. So McDonald's decided, hey, we'll install this sliding window so they can start
pick their food up.
Yeah, they can pick the food up. They don't have to worry about that rule. They can kind of little loophole that they found. And that's actually why McDonald's started being able to do the drive-through, and now it's one of the biggest places known. So the franchise owner, his name was David Rich. He figured that out with the military customers, and then he implemented that into all of the other branches, obviously. And he did take inspiration from it from restaurants that were called In-N-Out Burger, and then the Jack in the Box at the time already had the drive-in before McDonald's actually did.
Gotcha.
But that's kind of how that came to be, so that's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, now every restaurant, any restaurant that's a fast food at any type has a drive-thru.
Even some of the not fast food restaurants, you can order and drive-thru, pick it up. So,
Right. Yep,
that's how McDonald's
Certainly
all because of the military.
The food industry.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one, Noah. Didn't know about that at all. I've got one. We're going to talk about a holiday beverage since we are in the 1st of December. Wanted to get the Christmas spirit going.
Okay.
So, do you know the history of the eggnog?
I actually do not.
I'm going to tell you about it. So, eggnog is probably the most popular of the Christmas beverages now, and it has a history that dates back to the Middle Ages.
Okay.
Many food historians believe modern eggnog is a descendant of posset, a milky ale-like drink served warm in medieval Britain. So by the 13th century, posset had become popular among monks and was used in celebrations and toast and a nod to good health and prosperity. Since it contained sherry, milk, and eggs, it was all food that was eaten by the wealthy. But then sherry was eventually swapped for rum in the American colonies. And then, like George Washington's personal recipe, included bourbon whiskey instead.
Right.
So now it's a lot of different varieties of the way that you can create the eggnog, but it dates all the way back to the Middle Ages in medieval Britain.
Oh, so it's been around. It's not an American drink by no means. It's
right.
Overseas, yeah, it's kind of made its way over here.
Kind of transformed a little bit and
right.
Exactly the exact ingredients. But yeah, that is the history of the eggnog. And now that it's that time of season, maybe somebody will enjoy a little bit of eggnog this weekend or coming up on Christmas.
Well, Christmas is a great time to toast to it, right?
Absolutely. So that is our Did You Know show today. We're trying to get into the holiday spirit. Happy December, happy Christmas season, and happy Friday. Hope everyone has a great weekend and come on back on Monday for another episode of the Did You Know show.